Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Lifestyle Biz on Kaya Biz.
12 minutes to go before 8 o'clock. And of course, lots of activity in terms of how we opt to wind down our Thursday conversations. And this is largely focused on lifestyle as well as what we're witnessing within the business environment. The last few weeks, we have witnessed that there's been an increase in the claims that many insurance companies locally have witnessed for medical health treatment in South Africa. Alexander Forbes gave us some insight into those numbers just last week. You can listen back to that conversation on our website, kaya959.co.za, on our FM rewinds. And this also alludes to another impact of a global entity, which is actually closing its headquarters for about a week. That's Nike. Or Nike, the apparel and lifestyle store. They're actually closing down their head office for about a week to offer their staff support for their mental health ahead of their return to the office in this month of September. This is quite interesting because it essentially leads to a power down, which is what they've called it, giving employees some rest after what's been a very tough year following the impact of this pandemic and subsequent lockdowns. Question is, do you think that this kind of approach would actually work for many South African businesses and companies we have here? We asked you this question on Twitter in our poll, and many of you have offered some responses here to share some feedback before we get in touch with our guest. The question was, could this model of having a power down or shutdown of 1 week of an institution closing down its head offices for a week to help its staff address mental health issues and restore their mental capability? Well, on our Twitter poll, 53% of you say yes, it could work. 31% of you say let's give it a try, and 16% say no. Well, to help us understand this and maybe also offer some suggestions and feedback, we join on the line by labor law specialist and a firm friend of the show, Andrew Levy. Andrew, good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello, good evening to all the listeners, and as always, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Indeed. Andrew, I guess let me start with the question that we asked our listeners on our Twitter poll, asking if this model to shut down a business for a week, powering down, offering support to clients and customers to alleviate any mental health issues or challenges they might have, could this potentially work in a market like South Africa?
You know, Google, I think it's a wonderful idea. There's no question that more and more employees, because of the pace of work, because of the demands, because of the fact that automation sets a new pace of work, and because of the shutdown and everything that goes with it, more and more people are finding that they are having problems with depression and similar things of a mental health nature. And I think, therefore, the idea is a wonderful one, but I cannot see it happening in South Africa for a number of reasons. The first is, obviously, it needs to be paid, because if the employer was saying, take the week off, you can't work and you're not being paid, now that's completely against our labor law. It can only be done with agreement if people are going to waive pay. And I can't see anyone in this economy and under these circumstances waving goodbye to a week's pay. I think the next question is that as things currently stand, as a result of the shutdown, because of the economic circumstances, there are very few companies that can actually afford to allow people effectively what is another 5 working days, maybe 7 calendar days of additional leave. That has a significant cost for them. And if you look at the high-tech industries where possibly people might be able to afford it, then even so, I think to shut down a company like that for a week is not feasible. Yes, of course, you could stagger it, and maybe a start could be made in a smaller fashion, maybe allowing people one or two longer weekends a year on a staggered basis. And obviously, when it comes to the focus on mental health in the workplace, there are many steps short of that that larger employers can take by way of welfare programs specifically addressing the problem. But can I see it becoming an overall practice? No, I'm afraid not.
And you're right, you allude to very many valid reasons as to why it might not work very well in a market and country like South Africa. But I'm keen, as you engaged on the mental health and mental awareness, that these are new areas that I understand companies are taking more seriously to make sure that they monitor and encourage the positive mental health of many staff workers to make sure that productivity productivity is maintained. Are we seeing it being implemented in a large variety of the working sector in South Africa, or specific sectors which might have the ability to offer wellness programs to staff?
You know, I think that the awareness of employers and their alertness to some kind of psychological illness, depression, whatever it may be, is much, much sharper than it used to be. You know, 20 years ago, there was absolutely no tolerance for this. 10 years ago, perhaps the more forward-thinking companies were looking at it, but now everyone knows, and the courts have regularly pronounced that any form of mental illness may not be regarded as being different from any form of physical illness. So, I mean, the only reality is you may not see it the way you would see if they had measles or if they had a broken leg. But it doesn't mean it's any less real. And the courts have taken quite a hard line with employers who have not recognize that. Equally, at the same time, employers are very sensitive to bullying, any form of harassment, of which gender harassment is a very, very common feature. There are codes of good practice dealing with this. More and more employers are undertaking training programs for their staff in this regard. So I think undoubtedly that alertness and that awareness is increasing. And I think it will continue to increase because there's no doubt that almost every year, every two or three years, the workplace becomes more and more stressed, more and more difficult, as employees have to keep up with the rapid pace of technological change, the continued drive of the employer to get more productivity, and the constant threat of what happens to me if I lose my job.
Yeah.
So work is no longer as pleasant an experience as we would all like it to be.
Gone are the days where work is for fun, huh?
I'm afraid so. It's a very, very lucky few who get up in the morning and say, whoopee, I can't wait to get to the office.
Indeed. I'm not even sure if it was ever meant to be so, but you raise a very valid point because we have recognized that companies are taking wellness and mental health as a greater concern. But are we finding that legislation might follow through with this particular process, or is it left completely at the directive of the company as to how to implement wellness policies?
You know, it's interesting that all of this and these kinds of measures could fit in to existing labour law. And some of them in a very positive way. So, for example, if you look at the Occupational Safety Health Act, right at the beginning it says every employer must do whatever it can and take all reasonable steps to ensure that the health and the well-being of their employees is catered for. And, of course, that certainly includes mental health. I don't think we've had many convictions in that area yet, but damages, but we're going to get them. The other thing is that, just in terms of the Labour Relations Act, we've got codes of good practice on discrimination. We've got codes of good practice on gender issues. So the framework is there. What most of them don't do, other than the broad coverage of the Health and Safety Act, you say to the employer, you must do it, and you must do it in this form. Mm-hmm. Rather, they deal with it almost in reverse, saying, well, whether or not you do it is up to you, but if we catch you doing something wrong, then we will have some kind of sanction for you. So it's a very, very negative form of encouragement, and it sets up the game where, government says, well, this is the law, and the employer says, well, let me see if I can avoid it or break it and get away with it. And, one really wants some greater sense of positive encouragement for employers to take steps in this area.
Certainly. Andrew, we appreciate your time this evening and helping us unpack this theme and conversation, which is making waves globally, but again, as you say, might not be easy to implement in a market like South Africa, that being the power down that Nike corporate headquarters has implemented, offering their staff a week off to support their mental health before returning back to the office within the latter parts of the month of September. Andrew, thank you so much for your time this evening, so we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gugu. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Till next time, take care.
Indeed. That's Andrew Levy. He's a labor law specialist helping us unpack if a power down would work in South Africa. And I do see on Twitter @fit_Cape Town or CPT. Nkankankosi there says, yes, please, we need that approach. The power down could work. Gubi, basifuna sifile lab. I guess alluding to the fact that work is tough, it's difficult and it's hard, and it does have physical and mental manifestations of fatigue as well as depression that often occur. But take care of your mental health. If it's not a priority within your workplace just yet, make sure that you do start raising some of those concerns to make sure that there's a concerted effort that everybody does improve their levels of productivity by taking care of themselves first.
Lifestyle Biz on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.